Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When I was about 13 years old, a missionary of the country of Africa came to our small church in central Wisconsin to speak. It was the evening. I was the preacher's kid. I was expected to be there. So I went. But lo and behold, along about the middle of the presentation, I began really to listen. And that, for me, was the first time that I consciously remember that the Holy Spirit nudged me. I want to be a missionary in another country. Lo and behold, when I was interviewed at the seminary, this seminary, when it was located in Springfield, about 25 years ago, where would you like to go? What would you like to do? And I said, I want to go to a foreign country. And by the grace of God, my wife and myself were given a call to Japan. And then I began to pray. Lord, give me a heart for the lost. We sang it here just a few moments ago in the last stanza. May people everywhere be one to love and praise you truly. This is our heartfelt amen. Was it? Do you have a love for the lost? I prayed on my knees and sometimes with tears in my eyes, Lord, give me a love for the lost. If I'm going to Japan, I'm going to have a love for the lost. And you know what happened? Nothing. How do you learn to love the lost? You better have that when you leave here. You better have it now. And you need to have it through the rest of your life because we're all missionaries. How do you learn to love the lost? Jesus obviously did. How do we have that same love that Jesus had? And then I came across the portion of Scripture that since that time has a great meaning for me. And I certainly came across it before that. But it's from John chapter 21. You know it. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? You know this story. And Peter was so embarrassed and so perplexed because he had denied the Lord three times, and now he asked him three times, do you love me? And each time Peter would say, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And Jesus' reply was, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, take care of my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Did you ever stop to think that Jesus did not ask Peter once if he loved sheep? No, I don't love sheep. They smell. They're stupid. They always want to go the different way. No, I don't love sheep. They're more concerned about getting done with worship service in 1 hour on Sunday morning than coming to hear God's word. They're more concerned about what color the carpet is in church rather than getting the word out to lost people. No, I don't love sheep. And none of us by nature do, except ourselves. And that's also with a very selfish love. But Jesus comes and says, I didn't ask you if you love sheep. I asked you if you loved me. And as we take a moment to think about that this morning, I answer, Lord, I really do love you. Then feed my sheep, both those in the fold and those yet outside the fold. Do you love me? That, to me, has been one of the greatest helps in my ministry, both in Japan and now here in the United States. Because there are times when I don't love the sheep. And then, by the grace of God, I hear this question again. Do you love me?
After all you've done for me, Lord, I do love you. Well, then feed my sheep. As our love for the Lord Jesus grows, so does a love for the sheep grow. And if you want a key, at least it has been that for me, for our growing love for the lost, and to be able to sing a hymn like this, and many others like it, in all sincerity. May people everywhere be one to love and praise you truly. This is our heartfelt amen. And it's so easy to sing it hypocritically that this question is something you and I need to continually hear that comes from the lips of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. John, Bill, Betty, whatever the name may be, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Then go. I'd like you to just close your eyes for a moment, if you would, and bow your head. And hear deep within your own soul this question which the living Lord directs to you and to me this morning. Do you love me? Now answer it. Tell him, do you love me? Then go and feed my sheep. Love the lost like I do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.